gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon. Welcome to my show, Focus on the Facts. I'm glad that you all could tune in today. To start my show, I always want to start out with mentioning the methods of genocide taking place in the U.S. in multiple ways. First and foremost is geoengineering. That's what we'll be talking about today. Followed by the forced vaccinations of children and people in the military with vaccines that include mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, and tissue from aborted babies. Another method of genocide is the prescribing of mind and body damaging drugs to people of all ages and the medical care in the U.S. that causes diseases but do not cure any. And finally, the toxic poisonous foods sold in grocery stores to families all over the U.S. and then the poisoned drinking water from all over the U.S. They're killing us in all these ways. It's genocide in this country. Today, talking from the U.K., I have Harry Rhodes. He'll be my guest today to talk about geoengineering and the devastating effects of the geoengineering and the climate engineering and the weather modification programs. His background is in inventions and writing patents. He first noticed chemtrails after he had a 4-kilowatt system installed, but his generation of electricity went down by more than half, even though blue skies were forecast. He then noticed the jet lines and the cloud cover after these spread out for miles, and was told about chemtrails. And after investigating the topic on the internet, he says the penny dropped big time. Harry has attended 10 Downing Street and had a letter delivered to the Prime Minister and Nick Clegg by hand stating they know they are members of a committee of 300 and are complicit in the geoengineering projects and many other associated agendas. After attending, and here's where we come, you know, killing off experts in these various areas that they don't want issues disclosed. After attending the premises of a HAARP station in Wales, Harry and a friend, Terry Lawton, were interviewed by the police twice. After the second interview, they both felt very uneasy and threatened, thinking possibly a car crash. Then just 20 minutes after this interview, they had a 60-mile-an-hour head-on collision. This was on the mainstream media, says, and involved 3 fire engines, 4 police cars, an air ambulance helicopter, and 3 ambulances. The other driver was let off from prosecution due to both prosecution and accident scene files going missing on separate occasions. Harry requested an independent investigation by the government's Independent Police Complaints Commission, and a no-fault decision was made. Despite the fact, he says, that never in the history of the Welsh police force has not 1 but 2 prosecution files gone missing and never turned up again. I'll have Harry explain more about this issue. Harry has attended many conferences with top scientists and has questioned people like David Keith, Ken Caldera, Alan Robach, and many others. He asked David Keith a question in front of an audience of almost 100 top geoengineering scientists, and Keith refused to answer and ran off the stage. The host of the conference insisted that Keith answer the question. He walked back on stage, staring at his feet, waiting time to answer Harry's question. Harry told Keith, aluminum reacts violently with mercury. These alone are neurotoxic elements. Virtually all humans have these in their cells and bodies from vaccines, amalgam fillings, and fluoride, which Harry says, incidentally, fluoride's main molecule is aluminum. Aluminum forces mercury to be 100 times more neurotoxic by way of a catastrophic reaction. He asked him, how can you justify spraying nanoparticles of aluminum and aluminum phosphates, knowing this causes Alzheimer's disease and dementia? Now the number one cause of death for women and the 3rd cause of death for men in the U.K. Keith admitted that no tests have been carried out and that they do not know what the potential health risks are. Harry says they do know. Harry is an inventor and has earned his living from writing and applying for patents on behalf of clients and himself. He is currently working with others on argon and etheric effects and reactions on weather in the atmosphere. I'm going to bring Harry on and let him explain their findings on this. Harry, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to my show. I'm very, very happy that you could come on.
Thank you.
I've been looking over your videos and your articles, and you know a lot about this, and I'm going to turn this over. You want to start by, tell me more about that car accident. that has me, well, doesn't have me baffled. They're killing off scientists all over the world, you know, that are telling the right things.
Yeah, at first, I like to see the evidence. I don't believe anything unless you see concrete evidence, and that's one of the best formulas to exposing lies. And a group of us, one, two, three, four, about six of us attended a small harp station, or they call them wind profilers, near the coast, near the west coast in a place called Wales. And we attended there for 2 days, did videos. The camera on the premises followed us all around the perimeter. And it looks similar to the harp station in Alaska, only a much smaller scale. Probably one twentieth of the size, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car on the premises, but we never saw anybody there. Police interviewed us on two different occasions, and the last time was on a Sunday. Initially, quite friendly. We were talking to him. My friend Terry Lawton, great character. He did a radio show with me the other day. Very enthusiastic, and his last dying breath is going to be protesting. That's a fact. But he was with me. We were quite happy to give our names and addresses. We complied with everything. We didn't refuse anything. And we actually convinced one of them that chemtrails was real before they left. But there was an air of concern that why be interviewed on two different occasions just for what's supposed to be an instrument which monitors the weather. Later we were driving off, and we both agreed that how would they try and do away with us? We were probably off joking, and we both said at the same time, a car crash. So that's exactly what happened.
How did you survive that car crash?
I was going up a bank, and the velocity of my car was much slower than the car coming down. But I used to be a fully qualified driving instructor and also worked with the police on police driver training. And rule number one is put your car in a position of impact that's safe as possible. It doesn't matter what you're doing in the meantime, but at the point of impact, you've got to get it right. I mounted the curb on the left-hand side on the skew, and that put most of the energy into the oncoming car.
Right.
He toss-tailed down the road, cartwheeled, smashed. It took them about 40 minutes to cut them out.
Really? And he wasn't hurt either?
Sorry?
He didn't get hurt either?
Terry Lawton suffered back injuries. I did suffer some facial injuries, minor ones, but lower back. We both had lower back injury, and I've got some knee injury problems due to the dashboard coming forward. It was a major, major incident. But one of them was on death's door. The passenger on the other car was touch and go for one time.
All
that passed. But the concern, when we're talking about facts and what really happened, never in the history, as you said, of the Welsh police has a file gone missing and not turned up. And we had the prosecution file and the accident scene file both go missing and never turn up.
Now, have
that
they ever come up with an explanation for that? Have they ever come up with an explanation for that? I said, have they ever come up with an explanation for that, how that could happen?
The explanation, I recorded all the telephone conversations, by the way, and I've got all the documentation. They said, well, it's an old system, and it's not very reliable, and all the files are done manually. And I've got this on record. I said, well, how many files have gone missing in the past? And he said, well, none really that didn't turn up. And I said, it just so happens that two activists who were exposing an agenda, both their files go missing and never turned up. I said, I ought to buy two lottery tickets because I'll win 2 weeks on the trot. The odds are, you know, more favorable.
Now, how long ago was this?
It was 2014 on June the 22nd.
Okay.
So, a year and a half ago.
And isn't that something you were saying jokingly, you know? And I can relate to that. You know, I mean, they're killing scientists over here, holistic scientists and reporters, everything, you know, joking about that, but I can just imagine, and then it happens. Oh. Pretty scary world we live in, isn't it? pretty scary.
Yes, it is. I think sometimes some authors are meant to have a little bit of protection here and there. And that's another story, but they're serious when an agenda kicks in.
Right. Well, somebody's watching over you.
I hope so.
And then tell me about when you went to Downing Street and delivered that letter.
Yeah, it was a group of us there. We went to Downing Street. I mean, the letter pulled no punches.
I want to tell everybody that I posted everything I could find on my Facebook page of Harry's work over there, and I think I have a video posted of that when you went to Downing Street.
Right.
I didn't post it later because it shows your pictures there. But I'm sorry, but go ahead and tell me more about
that. I can send a copy of the letter because it explains about a Club of 300. They know, right, when people think, I wonder if we're right, is it really true? Do their answers really explain what's going on? I'll assure every protester, we are right. There's no doubt about it. And yes, they know. Maybe the Prime Minister doesn't know exactly what's going on right at the top. There's only a handful of people in the world that really, really know everything about the agendas. But the puppets do as they're told, and the agenda carries on. But there are some lethal agendas going on at the moment, and I think this year is going to be a big one.
You do? What do you predict for this year?
I don't like making predictions, but...
Right,
it's a feeling. Sometimes I know I believe in facts, but you look at the stock market, you look at world viruses, you look at the world weather that's being manipulated globally. You look on NASA's worldview, and every corner of the planet is now being controlled, weather-wise, wind-wise, rain-wise, snow-wise. You look at every form of weather, and they're controlling it.
They're causing it, right?
Yes.
I've seen some of your videos, too, where you talk about in the U.K. at Christmas when you had the storms there and the floods and everything, and you talked about the U.S., too. Tell us about that. See, I only found out about geoengineering probably 3 months ago, but I have since realized this is the axe upon axe as far as getting rid of us all, you know, on top of all the other ways they're killing us. But this is
the
worst.
It's not. I don't think it's one of the main ones. It's a very useful tool for bringing all the other agendas in. For example, carbon tax. And taking control of land.
But geoengineering is affecting our health, believe me. I mean,
I know, the ingredients.
My health was terrible. I had no energy. I said one time, I didn't even want to get up off the couch and walk in the other room. I had no energy. And luckily, I work on the computer, so I would crawl over here and work on that. But otherwise, I think I might have thought I had dementia or Alzheimer's or something. I mean, I'm walking into another room. I wouldn't remember what I went there to get. I mean, it was terrible. So I quit eating all the toxic food and went totally generic and taking these toxic baths to get rid of these chemicals out of my and minerals out of my system and everything. And now I'm feeling wonderful after a month of this. But this geoengineering is killing people here. I'm telling you, you go to Walmart, you look at people, they're walking around like they're just in a daze, like they can hardly move. It is so sad. Here in the U.S., it's terrible. I don't know if it's that bad in the U.K. But here, they're spraying so bad that...
I don't think it's as bad as here, but recently, for example, we've had about 18 hours sunshine in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
That's how bad it's been. We are probably well on, you know, up the list on the agenda for it to be completed here, too. What you've got to look at, we are spraying heavy metals, which are very receptive and magnify frequencies in the atmosphere. And you see those in the waveforms. And even now, recently, we've got viruses, weird viruses to do with... the mosquitoes, and this is now causing deformed body parts in babies, where the head's undersized and weird shapes. This is in Argentina, but they say it's from mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Now, I had two friends that went to Tonga 12 months ago, and they went there to get away from all this crap that's going on. And the family that owned Tonga, which is in the South Pacific, 1,000 miles or so off New Zealand, had a U.S. Air Force jet go over and spray one massive chemtrail, of which they don't have permission to fly over there, by the way.
Right.
And 2 weeks later, they've got mosquitoes on the islands that nobody has ever seen before. How weird is that?
Oh, typical. I mean, I've been hearing about mosquitoes for a couple of years, you know. But there it is. There it happened on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
what's
again, tell me about in the UK.
We're talking about frequencies, and you've been on the computer. Philip is an expert in frequency and water and argon as well, who moved there. Now, frequencies you can have in your body that they can spray viruses which are dormant. This is absolutely true. You can have a dormant virus, and when a certain frequency is projected towards it, that virus becomes active. Now, how could you prove that somebody put a virus in you, say, 2 years later, when it was actually put in you 2 years before?
Right. Right.
So traceability, right. It's almost impossible to prove, but they have viruses which will react to frequencies and then become active. So that could be through mobile phones, transmitters, satellites.
Exactly.
You couldn't, I'm an inventor, I couldn't invent this stuff in theory, let alone fact.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, like we have all this, these metals in our body now, and then the frequencies and the geoengineering and the frequencies through the microwave and through the internet, through the cell phones and all this come into our body harder, it seems here. Like, that's what I noticed too when I discovered this, that I used to play in a pool league, and when you go there, they have all these TVs on for the mass control, mind control of the sports shows, and then they got all these wiki things, and then all the people have their iPhones that they're addicted to staring at, going steady.
Yep.
And I would notice when I was done there that I just felt like I could shake out of my skin. And I called up and quit that pool league to get away from that. And then I came home and I no more microwaves, the cell phone done, you know, in the case. And I quit cable, no TV, you know, that any way I could think of to stop these frequencies from coming in and getting in our bodies. You know,
well,
here it's just...
Yep, you're right. There's some very unusual thing about frequencies, as Tesla said. Frequency is everything.
Yeah.
And it is. The more you look at it, everything is based on frequency. Even cancer. Okay?
Yes.
Now, there are part of your cells, the PIK3CA gene, in human cancers, they call it. Certain frequencies cause that to go and develop the cell into a cancerous cell. It's amazing. Certain specific frequencies will generate cancer in the cell. On the other hand, good frequencies, which Wilhelm Reich was into with his argon cabinet, actually reversed the cancer until it was totally eliminated. Argon is not necessarily a frequency, but it has to do with the frequency because he actually reversed the effects of radiation. So he can actually stop radiation being so radioactive. And that's a reversal of the frequency. So think about it. You know, radiation is a frequency.
Right.
And your cells react to frequencies which develop cancer. It's as simple as that.
Right. Yes. And so I see on here that you're working on inventing or working with others on argon and etheric effects and reactions to weather and atmosphere.
Yes, I've come across information that, I mean, we've seen the atmosphere change dramatically. And have you noticed, even on NASA's website, they say clouds are now much lower. Oh, right, yeah, clouds are now lower. Why? Well, they don't particularly give an explanation, but they made this announcement that clouds are actually a lot lower now than they used to be.
For what reason?
And they're darker when they're lower. And when you fill the atmosphere with electromagnetic frequencies, you produce a negative energy. In argon, it's called DOR, deadly argon. And you can see the sun shining. Some people say it's particulates in the atmosphere. Partly it is. But you show me why, when they chemtrail at certain altitudes, almost immediately below those chemtrails, you see dark clouds starting to form.
Right.
And It's a very oppressive, negative energy which is being produced. And Wilhelm Reich discovered this out in the desert, where things don't grow and it's never rained for years. The negative argon there is quite high. And when he took his argon generator out there and his Cloudbuster, he actually started to grow plant life there within a few weeks. And the moisture was coming back to the local area. And 50 years later, people were growing food there. Amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Well, here in
and that was confirmed by son and daughter.
Really?
Yep. Wow.
Well, here in Green Bay, I don't see chemtrails per se, you know, the trails, you know, like you see in skies, people on the internet will post them, short them. Here, the clouds are just remain low, and I don't see the chemtrails. Now, a friend said he's seen some the other day on a different area of town, actual chemtrails, but here where I live, the clouds will be real low, and they'll just stay like that.
Yep.
You know, and there's very little sun, very little sun. I mean,
well,
the few times there are, I stare at it.
Above our heads on the surface of the planet, you have a frequency layers, and those layers will increase in different layers depending on solar flares, for example. So they are using certain frequency layers which are present and natural as far as the Earth's concerned, but they're actually, if you like, hijacking them to use them for other purposes. And when we talk about frequencies and signals, we've mentioned this before, even in Morgallons disease, there are minute transmitters on the end of the fibers on some of the Morgallons in a hexagon shape. And these have been proven to send signals out. And what they've got planned through the Internet of Things, which is total control and communication with every human body and other living thing on this planet. And you think, that is physically impossible. You only need a very, very small, low-powered signal for it to be able to be transmitted in the atmosphere. And one of the ways we know, which is quite blatant, is the chip that they want to put into us.
Put in all of
us,
yeah.
Possibly when cash has been eliminated, the chip will be mandatory.
Yeah, they're talking about that here.
Only 2 weeks ago, the very first chip implant was in a passenger going through the airport, and he said, I'm quite happy to use it.
Yeah.
And there's somebody who's consented.
Well, people that don't investigate or research this stuff, they have no idea what they're doing to us. You know, and that hypnosis with those iPhones and stuff, I mean, it is so blatant that these people, I talk about this at that pool league, that everybody would be staring at the ball games or else staring at their iPads. And I mean, even in the middle of shooting a ball, a player would stop and stare at that ball game or look at his iPad. And they're just addicted to them. It's just scary. And when I realized all this, what was going on, it was like, get me away from these people. You know, I feel sorry for them. They don't know what they're doing to themselves or their kids with these cell phones and stuff.
When you wake up, it's funny, isn't it? You can stand in a shopping queue, and I'm looking at everybody's faces, and virtually a few seconds of noticing people, you can almost sum them up.
You
can see those that are awake and bright, and those that are like in the system.
And now I've changed it completely organic shopping, you know, so I'll go to them markets and stuff. And I went to a farmer's market Saturday, and people are smiling and looking happy. You know, they're eating right and all this, and I'm sure they're not the type that are glued to these TV shows and being hypnotized by all this.
But then
you go to, say, like Walmart, and my God, then people look like they can hardly move. And it's like, and it's so sad, no smiling. You know, I've taken upon myself now to smile at people and say hi and stuff and see if I can get them to smile and look a little happy. You know, it's sad.
Yeah.
It is so scary to me what is happening. You know, and
what's
these people don't know.
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine.
What's interesting
is
with genetically modified
the vaccines
foods.
In our teeth
Somebody did a test on genetically modified foods using argon, because argon is like a pure energy of life, if you like. It's very difficult to understand. It's a fact. It does exist. Absolutely. And they kept organ concentrations around genetically modified plants and took the seeds and grew those, and then took a second generation seed and a third generation seed. And you know what happened by the third generation?
What?
The plant was no longer genetically modified. How about that?
Oh, that is great. That is great.
That's amazing.
You know, we're just flooded with GMO foods, you know, here. You know that, hey, we're just everything, GMO foods. It's awful.
Yeah.
Most other countries don't have it like we have it here. It is just awful. You know, the foods they're selling in the grocery stores here are outright poisoning people. Everything. I mean, I threw out all my groceries, all of them, and I didn't give them to somebody else because it was like, I'm not giving this poison to anybody else. You know, it's just horrible. In the U.S., they are poisoning us in 100 different ways. You know, do you have problems with water and stuff in the U.K.? Clean water?
Fluoride's quite prolific in the water. When you're
on
the tap, you can smell it very strong.
Right.
I use a distiller personally.
Yeah, I filter my water and stuff too. And I don't use anything, you know, that has, I mean, I got rid of all my cleaning chemicals, makeup, everything that has all those metals and stuff in it, you know.
Yeah.
To get all my pans, my plastic containers, all that stuff is poisoning us.
Yeah.
And I feel so much better now, a couple months later, I'm telling you. Night and day, night and day.
Well,
here we get this poisoned water all over the place, you know, all over the country.
Well, I've seen the videos on how they say you're not allowed to drill your own well. And is it Oregon?
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Did you hear about Flint?
Flint, that's
Michigan.
The one. Yeah, Flint. And I've seen reporters go
water there.
I mean, it's total genocide. There's hardly anybody on the streets.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have, too, we have, I think it's like 43 chemicals, prescription drugs found in our water. They did this test up in Minnesota where they tested every stream, every river, every lake, everything. They found them at every single source of water. And in two kinds, a diabetes drug and I think a blood pressure drug, were in all of them. Samples. So here we're getting, you know, the poison water from the industries, you know, the oil, the coal, everything dumped in our lakes and rivers and everything, and towns are not able to drink the water. More and more here, more and more. Detroit is on the verge of being about as bad as Flint now. And so this is whole areas. I mean, we have areas, I think in Texas, I was reading this, they've been without clean drinking water for 2 years. But this never gets on the mainstream media. You know, and out there in California, with that big methane leak now and stuff, they're worried. I mean, there's been evacuations, and it's horrible, and they're worried. I guess it's 10 feet down that valve is that they were supposed to fix, and they said they did, but they lied. But that isn't what's leaking. It's about 5,000 feet down that there's a leak, and it's coming out of there, and it's coming out so fast that they're afraid it's going to blow right up. And that's right around L.A. This is how bad it is in this country.
Wow.
Our organizations are so corrupt, they have let these industries do whatever they want, and in the meantime, we are all getting poisoned in all these different ways.
Yes, I've heard even the Clintons, this is why they are taking the land from the ranchers.
Yeah, right.
Because they want the uranium mining, and the Clintons have been paid handsomely by the sounds of it. And
exactly.
Russia apparently is going to take control of the land, and remove the uranium.
Well, I hope so. I mean, Putin has come out, and he says they're going to make them the number one exporter of clean foods and stuff in the world, and I think he is. You know, I want to ask you this. Do you think this is possible? Now, we know that they're geoengineering all these storms, like the one we just had up there in New York, you know, Jonas. And I wondered, you know, when that tsunami down there in Haiti, are they capable of creating something like that so then the Clinton gang can go in and take over the land and take all these contributions supposed to be to help them and do nothing for them but just, you know, take over the land, like give the Hillary's brother a gold mining contract and all this kind of stuff? Are they able to do that?
I personally believe yes, absolutely.
I think so. I think they're doing that on purpose, destroying these countries and then land grabbing their...
They have definitely created a drought in California and then bought all the water rights from north.
Right.
It gives them, it's a double bonus to those. It gives them full control and it also gives them a lot of money.
Sure, sure.
There's always two or three agendas going on.
Well, right. Look what they're doing. Look what we're doing over there in Europe. I mean, my God, Libya, Ukraine, Syria, just stealing everything from them and destroying all these people's lives and homes and land, everything.
Yeah.
And how does the U.S. get away with this?
You can even see on mainstream media now, poor little children being blown to pieces in Syria.
Oh, my God.
And our Prime Minister sees this happening, and his answer to it is fantastic. Well, what we'll do, we'll go and bomb them. And that'll solve the problem.
Yeah. And selling the arms to Saudi Arabia so that they can bomb them. And us, too. They're over in Yemen. I mean, all these countries we've destroyed. I mean, probably 6 months ago, I went through such a period. I mean, I was having nightmares about what they were doing in Syria after what they had done to Ukraine and Libya. I mean, I would wake up crying. I'd wake up crying one time thinking I'm over there trying to save these people. And, I mean, it is so distracting and defeating because there's nothing I could do to save these people. But I just couldn't believe that the world lets us do this. And the U.S. is behind it all. I mean, England's in there, too. But the U.S. is the main culprit here. They call all the
shots. Well, wherever you see a country that didn't have the Rothschilds Bank in it, then that was the next place that was going to war break out. And we've got Saudi Arabia that doesn't use the Rothschilds Bank. And so guess what's going to happen? Yeah, they're going to go for it.
Yeah.
But what's really scary is
in the midst.
The technology they've got behind the scenes. Even when you look at things like vaccines, the Morgellons disease, and how they cover their footsteps. I mean, just coming back to David Keith, they know for a fact that our bodies are full of things like mercury. It's so deliberate that they've created, what a fantastic idea, to fill your body with mercury by filling holes in your teeth with hardened mercury as a filling that will sweat out, you know, nearly half of it sweats out in the first 5 years.
Uh-huh.
That's incredible. That's really, really high percentage to have gone into every cell of your body. And as we said, and I showed on a video, when you mix aluminium with mercury, the reaction is catastrophic. It makes mercury 100 times more neurotoxic, and it's already one of the most neurotoxic elements you could ever have in your body.
Right.
So when I challenged David Keith in front of the audience, saying, this is going to cause a massive reaction inside the human body, which will then maximize the amount of people catching or developing Alzheimer's disease and dementia. No wonder he legged it off stage. He didn't want to face the question. And that's because he knows. He knows what's coming because he knows he can't justify it. And this is how I look at it. A lot of people now say, I'm so depressed on this. I don't want to listen anymore. What can we do about it? Listen, these guys, personally, I've got letters already drawn up to send out to companies, people like EasyJet, that are complicit in spraying these products, whether it's added to the jet fuel or whether it's particular apparatus which is added to the aircraft. It doesn't matter if they belong to an organization. The individual is culpable too. He's an individual.
Right, right.
You don't sue the organization. You sue the person that's responsible to it and turned a blind eye. He has an obligation to humankind to generate good health. And they don't.
Yeah.
They're doing the opposite.
No.
So why can't we send a letter to President Obama personally to his home and say, we're not suing you as a member of the government. We're suing you as a person, an individual, a citizen, for a crime that you've committed. Same with David Cameron.
But they hide
behind the system.
Right. And you know how you say, you know, when aluminum is in the body, I don't know if it's like this in the UK, but have you seen it here where they are now forcing children and the members of our military to take all these vaccines with all those toxins in them? Yeah.
Yep.
In California, they passed a law, you can't go to school. And then they pass it on to the school care workers, too. Day school, all these workers, they have to get it, too. You know, and stuff. And this
alone, and they've now done the same in Australia.
this alone in this country is going to bring on a war in itself, because I'm telling you, enough of our children have been poisoned. I've been writing about this since 2003, that have been poisoned by them vaccines, that autism is now, I think it's 1 in 38 boys in this country will get autism. Now, that's down from thousands of years ago, you know.
Yes.
Just in these few years, 20 years or so, since they put that hepatitis B vaccine on market starting in 1987, the vaccine that the mothers would have been having to have sex, you know, anal sex or sharing needles.
Right.
You know, every mother, and they gave it to every baby, you know, starting on the day of birth.
And babies and get the full adult dose.
Yes, yes, yes.
No difference.
And they had full doses of the Marisol in there and all the other things, you know, and then they added on all these vaccines and gave them to them very, very young, you know. And I said, I found out about vaccines back then, and I was had a grandson on the wave. And I quit my job in Ohio and moved back here to Green Bay to be in that delivery room. And I told my workers down there, I'm going up there, and I'm telling you, I'll be in that delivery room. And if any nurse comes near me with a needle, I'm going to tell you, you better think real hard how much you value your time on this earth. You try to get by me and give that child that vaccine. He never got any vaccines. And you know, he's now 10 years old. He has only been sick in bed one day in his life. All the other children that got all these vaccines are sicker than hell. I mean, seriously,
absolutely.
Diabetes, you know, everything, things that kids never had. And now,
well, how about this? My wife is from Burma.
From where?
And she's from Burma, which is
between
Thailand and India and China, right on the coast there.
Right.
Now, years ago, things like dementia and autism were unheard of, never a problem. It was very, very rare.
Right.
Now we've got Bill Gates' vaccines going over there and many other vaccines. And guess what? These illnesses are now quite common and increasing.
Right.
So there's your acid test, and the only thing they've changed is the vaccines.
Exactly. And so then once they get all this aluminum and stuff in them, then this geoengineering plays right in too, right? Then the frequencies can shoot that right through their bodies and stuff too.
Yep.
Yep. And with the dental fillings? Mm-hmm. Lined right up. This is so scary here in the U.S., I'm telling you. So scary.
And yet the knowledge we've got is very powerful, you know, because they know we know, and there are lots and lots of people waking up big time. I see that on a daily basis, just the general members of the public that you mention it to, even in the course of my business. And a lot of people know more than we realize. Just coming back to CERN, what was interesting, remember when they said in front of Congress, well, Hobbs closing down now, it served its purpose.
When was that?
Was it about 2 years ago, was it?
Yeah, see, before I knew about this, yeah.
Yeah, the military was sort of saying it served its purpose, and they admitted what the purpose of it was. But it's gone into corporate hands, private hands now, which, interestingly, you can't request a freedom of information. But HAARP is well powered up, and it's running. Now, only a few weeks ago, there was disinformation put out about CERN blowing up, and it's causing black holes and major things are happening, and it was total bullshit. Now they're saying that CERN isn't operational. I personally don't believe that. I've been on a website on a daily basis, and it says shut down, no being. I think CERN, because we're having prolific amount of earthquakes. Now, CERN is known for causing earthquakes because of the frequency and energy it works at. And guess where it is? It's down in the ground. Mm-hmm. And the satellites show that when CERN kicks in, the Earth's magnetic field is ripped to pieces. And this is official on their website. CERN is 100,000 times more powerful on the magnetic field than the Earth itself.
Wow.
Now, that is amazing. And the frequencies it generates and the energy it releases certainly causes problems with the Earth's crust. And now we've got the two major faults that run right around the planet having earthquakes, one after the other on a daily basis. There are hundreds every day.
Yeah, Yeah, well, in this country, it's just nuts how many earthquakes there are all over the place. You know, and that fracking and stuff caused that, too, and they let them get away with all that and poisoning our water with that stuff now. And the United States is a terrible place to live right now, I'll tell you. I mean, the mainstream media is so corporate-run and government-controlled that you don't hear about any of this. I mean, you know, you hear one story about something that 30 years ago would have been on the news every night, say, about these water problems and stuff, killing people and stuff. You know, it's usually the alternative media that talks about it, so you got to go looking for that. You know, and people in the United States are so mind-controlled by this TV. You know, the TV was put out there to do this in this country, to mind-control.
Oh, I've read the patents on it. Absolutely.
Oh,
there's frequencies now that they can implant thoughts in your mind. And I thought, that's impossible. It's too complex.
Uh-huh.
Right, this is an Air Force base. We're putting millions of pounds out, and it was there to be viewed in the public domain. But they didn't realize that people like myself would read it. Wright-Patterson wanted big companies, corporate companies, to be paid millions and millions of pounds to put the finishing touches to these frequencies for mind control.
Right.
Amazing. And they've tested them on rats, and they've actually placed maps of when you have a maze and you've got to find the way through, very complex mazes. And they had six rats, and three of them were programmed with the frequency of a map, and they went straight through it. The other three were there for ages trying to find a way through. And they actually can delete that information as well.
Really?
Amazing.
Oh.
Now, that is ultimate mind control.
Absolutely, absolutely. And these iPhones, you know, I mean, they have the ones now that they say that they can spy on you right when you're using it, you know. They're trying to give these things away constantly. I must get an email or two once or twice a month trying to give me an iPhone away. Oh, as a gift for this, just fill out this survey. We'd like to give you this. I wouldn't go near one of those iPhones. I wouldn't, like I said, even the cell phone, you know, is often in the container when I learn how much can come through that. And anything that I don't need that the frequencies come through is done in this house. You know,
I
have to work, you know, and I have to get the news, but the cable TV, all that is gone. Every way that they're doing it, I'm trying to get away from. But it's very hard, very hard.
Well, one of the most dangerous frequencies are the microwave frequencies. I read about 2.4 gigahertz.
Right.
And if you turn your microwave around, if you've got one, which I hope you haven't, you will
see
2.4 hertz, that's the microwave. And it's got to be protected inside the case. And yet we've got Wi-Fi that's in the 2.4.
Right.
Yeah, and also mobile phones, which you hold right next to your head.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about over at that pool league I said at the bars we play at. They're all over. And then the people that have them are just got them on, addicted to them, staring at them. You know? And, you know, you say people know more than we think or something. I'll tell you, I don't think here... I mean, the other day, after I learned about the cell phones and the microwaves and the geoengineering and all this, I investigated that, you know, because my grandson had a cell phone, and I found out how bad they were, you know. So the other day, there was a friend and her young friends talking about getting an iPhone for very little children, 5 years old or something, you know. So I went on there, and I said, those are very dangerous for kids right now, very, you know. So I went and found three or four articles and videos and posted them on her site, you know, to show them, these young parents. And the next day I went on there, and they were gone. And I wrote her a message. I said, I put them on there. Did you delete those? She said, yes, I did. They upset my friend. And it was like, oh, my God. You know, and I said, well, I'm sorry that they upset your friend and you, but these are very dangerous. And I said, for young children like that, I said, I'm telling you, I think it verges on parental abuse that you don't research this and find out what you're doing to these little kids. I said, when they're not old enough to research themselves to see what these are going to do to them. I mean, sterilizing them, you know, putting them in their pockets. I mean, they got them all set up to do all these things.
Mm.
And to give them to little kids 5 years old, oh, man, it's just so scary.
Yeah, you see the plan.
Yeah.
Just coming to physics, Einstein... energy equals mc squared. And that's where you've got energy and matter, the relationship between it. But what they've never thought was possible is converting energy into matter. And lo and behold, there were scientists from London, the physicists, and I think it's Germany's Max Planck Institute for Nuclear Physics, they've actually, in theory, worked out how to do it. So guess what? This is like coming up to nearly 2 years ago. They did an experiment in CERN and actually achieved it. Hey?
Really?
Now, the implications of that are phenomenal, because what they are actually doing, because we're looking at the Large Hadron Collider, where they discovered the Higgs boson, and they're looking at all the smaller particles which are all to do with the matter and what holds it together. And they are now firing photons at each other, which is then hit with lasers, and that creates molecules. Now, when you put quantum mechanics with that from CERN, they can create matter from frequencies. So think about that. When you put frequencies in the atmosphere, they now understand how you can create matter from frequencies up in the atmosphere. Now, have you ever wondered why, when you see frequencies in the atmosphere forming lines of clouds, that then within an hour or two, you've got complete whiteout? And that is on the website, and there is a program and a project that they had called CERN Cloud, and it proved it could be done. But we're going back 22 months. So no wonder NASA's announced that of all the cloud formations around the planet, we have 90% cloud cover over the sea. And when you look on the NASA's satellites now, you can see the cloud cover is incredible. And you look across the Atlantic, it's permanently white out with a few gaps in between, whereas before it used to be permanently blue with a few clouds. So we're getting rain every 24 hours in the UK and mass floods. And that's exactly where it's coming from. They are also using heaters across in the Gulf of Mexico. From one point, you can see it's like they're like chimney pots with masses of cloud coming from them, and they go around in circles across the Atlantic, and that's where they are generating mass cloud as well, along with the CERN's techniques and the frequencies in the atmosphere. Incredible technology, incredible minds behind it, but very, very evil.
Yeah, very, very evil. Well, do you think this is part of the depopulation plan? I mean, you know, what is it? Which one of them said that we need to get it down to 5 million from, what is it, 7-point-some billion now in the world?
yes, that's right. And some of the politicians in Europe
said like that. Yeah, yeah. And they're going around doing all these things, you know. Like, now, what are the autistic stats like in the UK? What are the autistic stats in the UK now? Like here, like 1 in 38 boys.
Autism.
Yeah.
It's very high. Oh yeah, yeah. That's the sort of figures we're looking at.
It's
very, very common. I have to meet parents sometimes in my work when I'm going around my business and appointments, and I always mention at the end of the talk, you know, because I have to ask questions sometimes. It's a coincidental side of the questions as we're going through. Any special needs, etc. And almost every single family comes up with autism or ADH or some mental problems or hyperactivity. It's incredible.
Right. And you know, these prescription drugs they're giving all these kids and stuff now, they don't help any of these things. Those are made up disorders by the psychiatry organization, you know, to sell drugs, and that's all they do. And now it's come out, you know, they are damaging these children so bad with these drugs, you know, but the people are so mind-controlled here that they'll let them doctors prescribe them. And I admit, probably all doctors don't know it, but a lot of them have to know what they're doing. They have to know they're poisoning these people. And it goes with the same other medications that well, you know, blood pressure medications, cholesterol medications. They cause what they say they're going to cure. You know, these drugs that they're selling are killing people. And this is part
of it,
too.
I sat with a couple only last week, tragic. It was on the mainstream news, a local hospital, Stafford Hospital, and it was one big cover-up from start to finish.
Really?
They were even telling lies and crossing lines out and changing things, and when it went to court, the police were in on it, and also the coroner was in on it.
Yeah. The whole establishment.
Putting words in people's mouths. The nurse couldn't answer a question. He says, well, maybe you were thinking this at the time, were you? I'm sure you were, weren't you? Yes, I think I was. Oh, thank you. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, they had me hooked into the psych business for, I think it was like 16 years or something. All the while I slowly became an alcoholic right before their eyes, none of them ever said, you know, maybe you shouldn't drink too much or maybe you should go to AA or something, you know. But when I went to the strengths, that's what I told them. I was taking the speed because I was doing a job I hated. But then I'd stay up for days and I couldn't sleep, so then I started drinking to go to sleep. So I woke up and I found this suicide note that I didn't even remember writing in, an empty bottle, you know. So that's why I called the shrink. Well, I went to him and I told him this story. This is why I was taking these drugs and took to drinking. Well, they diagnosed me bipolar because, you know, I stayed up for days on the speed. Then I got depressed because you crash when you come off speed. And then drinking, that was the depression. But I got the diagnosis of bipolar and all these drugs for 16 years. Well, I slowly became an alcoholic. Well, then I went into treatment 30 years ago for that and got better and understood, you know, and got off them psych drugs. That was like in 85. So I just missed the new slew of them that were coming out with the new SSRI antidepressants, or I probably would have never got out of there. But they're killing all these people with these drugs and stuff, too, giving them to everybody. And in our military and everything, and in this country, what they're pulling now, they're making it so that they can give your kids psych drugs without them ever telling you. And so then you don't even know they're on these psych drugs that cause all these, you know, horrible events and stuff. So if your kid starts acting like that, you don't even know they're on it. And also, they're taking away parental rights. Like, 11-year-old can go to a clinic and get an IUD put in her without her parents' knowledge. This is the kind of stuff they're doing in this country. And vaccines. They can go and get vaccines without the parents knowing it. See, they're taking away our parental rights that we always had in here. We will guide how our children are raised in their medical care.
Yeah, a famous statement.
No,
your
this.
Kids belong to the society, not to the parents.
Right. But, I mean, this is how outrageous it is here. I don't think it's like that in the UK yet, is it?
No, it's not.
But here, that's what they're doing, more and more and more. And now forcing these vaccines. I'm telling you something right now. This will bring out a war because these people in this country that have their kids damaged so much, they are not going to let those people vaccinate them. And I said to people, they're always talking about gun control in this country. I said, I'm getting a gun because I'm telling you, they ever come to this door and say they are going to forcibly vaccine me or my grandson, that it will be war for me, and I will shoot somebody before I let them in this house to do that. They are not putting those poisons in us. I don't care what move they make. And there's a lot of other parents that feel the same way. I mean, when you've seen your child get so damaged, you think you're going to let them do that to your other kids?
Well, it's just the same as walking up with a gun and shooting you.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Yes. And they're not going to do that to me. And so this is the thing, you know, in this country, you know, everybody's so worried about this gun control. Yeah, that gun control was put in place so we could guard against government tyranny. And that's where we're at right now, them forcing these things on us. And people are not going to give up that right. It's not to fight other people. It's to fight against government tyranny, that Second Amendment. And they're not taking that away from this country.
That's what I find amazing, because the Constitution is like, it's like similar to our Magna Carta. It was cast in stone. You don't play with this. We've already gone through everything, and this works. Don't touch it. And yet we have executive orders that just bypass it.
Right.
And yet people just swallow it and go, oh, well. I can't, that I cannot understand.
Well, right, in this country, they militarize the police so much that it's absolutely terrible. They're killing people left, right, and center. You know, I mean, I tell this story, the one of the worst I tell is these things that kids did that just mischief and stuff, they're getting killed for now, like jaywalking, or a little kid that had a BB gun at 12 years old. When I was a kid, I had a BB gun. I was out with it all the time. You know, I jaywalked, and the cop at the corner would say, quit jaywalking. Now they come up and shoot you. You know, and another thing, you know, they're turning off all the water on people. They got them so poor they can't afford this water and stuff. They charge so high and everything. And this SWAT team went to this woman's home in Detroit because her water was off. Storm trooped into the house, six of them, with guns pulled. Well, when they just busted in, they didn't knock or nothing. This little dog went to jump at them naturally. They're all dressed up in SWAT team clothes. And they went to shoot the dog, and they missed, and they killed the little four-year-old girl. And they don't even get prosecuted for this. No. We're being water shut off. This is what we're under in this country. Yeah. Militarized police.
They wouldn't get away with that at the moment in the UK. But
they wouldn't.
I can see the thin end of the wedge. Oh, there'd be a hell to play.
Yeah.
The lawyers would make mincemeat of them.
In smaller countries, you could all come out and protest. Here, it's so spread out. And plus, the media blocks it, so half the people don't even know what's going on.
We've had 80,000, 100,000 people protesting in London recently, and not a word on mainstream media. Nothing.
Exactly. Same thing here. Yep. Same thing here. There are protests here every day over all these things. Not a word on mainstream media.
And but it will change eventually in the UK. We've got the migrants coming across, and I have nothing against people who want a better life. But when
we destroyed their land.
Yep.
You know, that's what's so unfair.
That was deliberately done, and it's all in the Illuminati books on how they will do it, and it's rolling out to plan for them.
Right, but right.
Then they will do false flags with ISIS, and we will have the military on the streets, and it won't be long behind what the USA have.
Really?
That is
a
scary
part. Well, I always said we should be taking every one of those refugees to this country, what we did to them. And I would tell people, these people in Syria and Libya had good lives. You know, them in Libya, you know, Gaddafi did so many things for them people there. I mean, when I would list off all the things they had, I said, I wished I had lived there. You know, and that we go and destroy these countries.
Max knows somebody personally that lived in Iraq, and they said it was a beautiful country.
Yes, yes.
And when a couple got married, they were given, it was something like either £10,000 or £20,000 as a wedding gift.
Yes, Libya too. Yep, yep. And they'd give them farmland and wouldn't have to pay the loan off as long as they farmed the land. And then he made that man-made lake that was the biggest in the world, so they'd always have irrigation for their crops and all this stuff. You know, them people had it made. Low electricity bills, groceries were low, and then the profits from the oil at the end of the year went back into the people's pockets.
And then
they had
the problem.
It wonderful.
Yep, that the Rothschilds and the Illuminati and the elites at the top don't want power to the people.
No,
that's why he had to go. That was against their agenda.
Right, right. Well, we are so on the same beam. I'm looking at the clock. It's 4:58. He's going to chime in with my song in a minute. Listen, could I have you back in the week after next?
Yes, why not?
Well, you know all this stuff. We are definitely on the same beat. I don't know enough about this stuff. I only discovered geoengineering and the Illuminati and stuff, like you said, maybe 3 months ago. And I was shocked out of my mind. And
you've come a long way.
Oh, I've been researching it ever since. Ever since, all of it. It is so crazy. You know, and then, here we come. Well, listen, Harry, thank you so much. Then week after next, I'm going to have you back, okay?
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thank you so much. See you week after next.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, bye.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of information on this show. There's so much to cover when we get into these issues, because one issue spreads into the other. So I hope you tune in next week, and the week after that, we'll have Harry back. And for the evening, good night.